Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is a bright and sunny day in San Diego after a week long of intense rain. And I'm so excited this morning on our show, on the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio show, we have Brenda Staub, who is a sales trainer extraordinaire. And she and Lane Henderson are working on a very special application of PEP with us. PEP is the Path Elements Profile, which is the personality types of earth, water, wind, and fire. And Brenda, tell us a little bit about Speak Your Customer's Language and the workbook.
Sure. Good morning. Thank you, Laurie Beth. Well, Speak Your Customer's Language was derived, as you mentioned, from PEP, the Path Elements Profile, as a way to better communicate with customers. Current customers, and then those that you want to become customers, so prospects. And it's an excellent way for salespeople to better understand those customers that they're working with so that they can then adapt their approach in a way that really resonates with that particular customer and his or her preferences. So it's really, you know, just all about connecting and building a strong relationship, because we all know that's where the sale really has to begin.
Yes, that is so true. People buy from people they like.
Absolutely.
And now tell us about your background. What brought you to this place?
Well, I spent many years, 11 years in sales and sales management. I was in the advertising and the hospitality and meeting planning industries, and just loved selling. You know, in college, didn't know that that's where I was going to be headed, but ended up being in sales and just really loved it. And my favorite part of selling really was just building those relationships with my customers, just really, you know, connecting with them and getting to know them both on a professional and a personal level. And what I found was that this was the one skill that I had that really set me apart from some of my competitors, was just the ability to connect with my customers. So it got me very far, and I was able to build a very, very strong customer base this way. And it, you know, it served me well, and I just am super passionate about teaching others how to really build that relationship.
Well, tell us about your element, because I think that also gives you an innate skill set that some of us fires might not have in developing connection.
Right. Right. So I'm a double water, and double waters are very relational, they like a lot of balance and harmony. They like people. They're not necessarily the most outgoing like a wind might be, but they do like to connect with people. And so, yes, absolutely, I think that, you know, was the one thing for me that helped set me apart. And, you know, oftentimes I would look at my other sales coworkers who were winds or fires and really admire their characteristics, but also see that, you know, I have some very positive characteristics that serve well in that profession.
That was a water comment. That was so sweet to acknowledge the other elements. So how did you come to PEP and PAP and, PATH and PEP?
Yes, yes. Well, last May of 2008, I hired a longtime friend and colleague of mine, Lane Henderson. We had worked together back in Chapel Hill, North Carolina in the late 80s and early 90s. And she had come to PATH and PEP and became a coach. So I hired her to help coach me through the process. You know, after staying home with children for 10 years, I was ready to get back out and use some of my skills, and she coached me through the process of figuring out what it was I wanted to do. So I came to realize that I loved PEP and PATH, and then became trained in May of 2008, and then started my own business at that time, where I now teach PEP and PATH. And my what I really, really enjoy is teaching PEP in the workplace. I just really love helping people learn to connect not only with their coworkers, but again with their customers.
Now, in our pre-show, you said that you had recently attended a panel discussion and tell us who was there and what they said and why you think it applies to today's show.
Yeah, I attended an event. It was the Sales Association, which is here in Denver, and I attended an event where there were senior-level sales managers from a variety of businesses. We had, you know, high tech, we had hospitality, we had insurance. And so what happened was the, you know, audience member, the participants got to ask questions about what they felt made a salesperson stronger than another and what was most important in, you know, making a sale. And a couple of the comments just really resonated with, you know, as I was thinking about the Speak Your Customers Language program, I heard things like, you know, it's really all about the relationships. And another comment I heard one of the senior level sales managers say was, the essential element is the connection. So, and I know that sales managers really around the globe would agree with, you know, the fact that connecting is that very, very key thing that can help you make or break a sale.
And I think that sales, too, sometimes has a negative connotation that you're trying to persuade somebody to do something for your own personal gain. But really, how do you see sales?
Well, and I think that's an excellent point. You know, many of us really grow up with the sort of stereotype that, you know, the salesperson is sort of that used car, slick, you know, guy with the plaid jacket on. And so as a salesperson, you really have to overcome that stereotype. And I see sales professionals as, first of all, vital to, you know, any company's bottom line. I mean, the sales profession is absolutely key to keeping the business moving forward. And what was the second part of that question you asked me?
That it, you know, it relates so much to, I'm thinking of an interview I read with Bobbi Brown this morning who about hiring. She, you know, she has that cosmetics line, and
yes,
she said the same thing. If she doesn't connect with the person in front of her, she's not going to hire them. So you're not only selling products and services, but we're always selling ourselves, are we not? Even if it's to our own children or spouses.
Absolutely. You know? If you think about it, when you really get down to it, we are. We're selling, you know, ideas and thoughts and all of that with people we connect with on a day-to-day basis, even if you're not a sales in the sales profession.
Right.
But, you know, back to your question about the sort of the stereotypical salesperson, you know, many times still today, which is amazing to me, you'll find a salesperson who comes into a conversation with a potential customer and just starts rattling off the sales spiel. And that is such a big turnoff, and that's exactly why so many people, you know, sort of cringe when they hear, oh, this, you know, your salesperson's coming, your sales rep's coming. So really it's important to show that customer you're not one of those, you know, people who's just there to just tell them everything you know. You're really there to listen.
Right. So we've got about 5 minutes left. How is Speak Your Customer's Language set up? What do people get out of this particular sales training?
Okay, that's a great question. Speak Your Customer's Language, what it does is it takes you through, well, first of all, it starts with helping the salesperson understand his or her profile. So what it is that, you know, makes him unique, what his strengths and challenges are. So, for example, if the salesperson's a fire, she may be very confident and bold and competitive. There's also a flip side to a fire. She could be impulsive and defiant and even pushy. Earths, on the other hand, are organized, prepared, and focused. They can also be inflexible, perfectionistic, and distant. Waters are steady, supportive, and good listeners. And they can be complacent and scanned independent. And then winds are the charming, passionate, outgoing folks. But they can also be unfocused, emotional, and manipulative. So the point, you know, the starting point for Speak Your Customer Language is understanding as a salesperson, you know, your own strengths and challenges. And then what we do is we move into learning to recognize other people's profiles or preferences and their preferred communication style. So what is it, you know, when you meet your customer, are you seeing this person as being very relational, outgoing, or do you see that they really are ready to get straight down to business? So understanding how to recognize some of those things that make, you know, him or her unique and describe his or her preferred communication style. Then what we do is we go into how that salesperson can adapt their style to connect with the customer. And we go into the five key steps of the sales process. We go into qualifying the customer, corresponding and communicating, tailoring your presentation so it really speaks to your customer's preferences, closing the sale, and then how to handle objections effectively so that when those inevitable objections come, you're not on the defensive. You're really able to listen to the customer and then respond in a way that really resonates with that customer. We also talk about how the salesperson's own style might help or hinder her and how to adjust that. And then one of the other things we do is we talk about this a sales strategy, and we look at a matrix and, you know, help salespeople figure out in a day, in any given day, how do they balance the day, and are they doing activities that are balanced? So if they're a wind, are they still getting their paperwork done, even though that's not, you know, their preference? And then we wrap up with action steps. So a game plan for the participants, and then, you know, how can they really put this plan into action with their actual customer list?
Well, you know, it's so key because I was watching Shark Tank last night on a download, and there was a couple there, and they were presenting their product to the sharks. There's four sharks, and three of them have put up objections. And the fourth shark was really interested in the product, and it was his turn to talk. But I think it was two fires who were presenting, and so they turned from the buying shark and started arguing with the other three. And I think the fourth shark is actually a water, and he was so turned off by that he did not participate. I mean, he said, I was ready to go in with you guys, and I got turned off. So I think it's so important to recognize the buying signals and not let your own element, which is fire. And when he said, why did you turn away from me? They said, because we wanted to handle those objections. You know, we wanted to defend our product. And they totally missed the buying signal. And it was $500,000 mistake.
Wow. What a great example. That's perfect.
So for sales managers, should they take this training too?
Absolutely. For a sales manager, it really helps that sales manager understand her team members. So, you know, how does she connect with her team members so that she can motivate and engage those team members in a way that works for them? So whereas one person might be highly motivated by, you know, outward recognition and celebration, another person might really get pumped from just getting a handwritten letter from the company president, for example. You know, what are the things that motivate each individual person to help that sales manager engage and ultimately have the salesperson be much more productive and achieve, you know, their goals?
Oh, especially if they can print up a team profile, which is a tool we offer, and I know you offer through the training, to see that maybe they have some winds and fires and maybe they have an earth on the team that's selling and they're going to sell in a different way and be
effective.
So it's time to wrap up, but Brenda, people can reach her at Brenda@MountainPeakSalesTraining.com. Brenda@MountainPeakSalesTraining.com. And, of course, we have a lot of information also at www.LauriBethJones.com. Brenda, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Brenda.
And I look forward to seeing you again. And, folks, this training, I have been through it through the workbook, and I'm telling you, I wish I had known this years and years ago, even to the detail of how to email different elements, how to respond. I mean, there's so much in this that you really need to get a hold of it at any level in your company. Brenda, thank you so much. Blessings to all of you, and go out and make it a great sales day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.